You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the ancestral, territorial, and unceded lands of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hello! It is the CITR Chart Show at 11 a.m. on Monday. It's Kyla. My throat kind of hurts today, so if my voice sounds weird or weirder than normal, that's why, but I hope everyone is doing well. I hope that the beginning of the week has been wonderful for everyone. It's nice today, our weekly weather segment. It has been sunny for the past few days. Yesterday I went on like a 10k walk all around campus, down like through Westbrook Village and like to the farm, because UBC has a farm apparently, and then up all the way around. Looked at all the residences, looked at the ocean, then we went to the Museum of Anthropology. It didn't go in, but you can, like, go behind it, and there's, like, some nice views, and we just kind of, like, explored the campus. It was lovely. The weather's been so nice. I hope it stays nice for a few more weeks, because it's nice to be in the sun. It's nice to have the sun on your body and feel warm. I think everyone in Vancouver is probably vitamin D deficient, so it's good to get out there in the sun, especially now it's midterms. People are studying like crazy, spending all their time inside, so if that's you, go out, enjoy the sun, even study outside, like bring a book, read outside, or just like sit there and just enjoy it. It's a little chilly, but like you bring a coat and it's refreshing and it's nice, and self-care is important, and going outside is one of those things, and it's not going to be sunny for very much longer. It's going to start to rain all the time, so definitely get out and enjoy it. I'm hoping that midterms are going well for everyone. Last week was crazy busy for me. I had so much more class than I usually do. I only go to school like 3 days a week, so that's like not very interesting, but it was super busy, lots of midterms, so that was kind of fun, but we're chilling this week. It's a little chiller. It's Halloween this week, which we will talk about later. We're going to talk about costumes and things to do, as well as fun concerts and stuff, like always. We've got tons of good music, some from the charts, some from past charts, just a general mix of some good Canadian music, local music. Yeah, so we're going to start it off right now. We've got Louvet, I think is what it is, with their song CA12. We've got a few kind of just like chill songs, so I hope you guys enjoy those. And yeah, enjoy. Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard was Spring by Teen Daze off his album Bioluminescence. I love that song. Teen Daze is from Vancouver, from Abbotsford, and I was like reading on the Wikipedia page or whatever, a reliable source, that all of his music, or like that whole album, was kind of inspired by like the Pacific Ocean and like the landscapes and everything in Vancouver and the surrounding like lower mainland, which I think is so cute and very pretty, and I think it's really relaxing music to listen to, like just instrumental music, but like electronic instrumental music that's not like EDM, like bouncing with drops and stuff, because I feel like that's like too hype for me, especially right now, but that's like relaxing, I guess. Before that was CA12 by Louis F off their album Carbon Arc, which is like really interesting because if you look at the album, I just figured it out. Well, this, I was listening to the song, all the album title, like song titles are like C and then a number, and I realized that like the C probably stands for carbon and the A probably stands for arc, which is kind of interesting. That's kind of cool, but it's some good songs. We usually play like indie rock on the show. I think I've clearly got like a preference, so it's nice to play some other stuff, give some like exposure, I guess is the word, to other types of music. But yeah, so what should we talk about? I think we should talk about Halloween, because it is coming up on Thursday. Halloween is my favorite holiday. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, probably because I talk about it a lot, but Halloween is my favorite holiday because my mom's favorite holiday is Halloween, and we always used to like go all out and decorate our house with tons of cool stuff, tons of really crazy and interesting things. She had made like handmade like paper decorations and all this really cool stuff, and it was so fun. We like really went all out. But the thing is the neighborhood I lived at home in Calgary has like no kids. Like it was literally just me. I'm pretty sure there were no other kids because I live kind of inner city, so it wasn't like suburbs where tons of families were. So we'd honestly get like two kids. Like the most amount of kids would probably be like if my friends came to visit. But it was kind of great because we got no kids, which sucked for my mom because it was like her favorite thing. She made like little like things that had more than just candy. There was like candy but also like erasers and like glow in the dark stickers and everything, which was so cute. But also I was the only kid, so there were no other kids for anyone else. So like I'd go to people's houses and they'd be like, honestly, like just take all the candy because we don't have anyone else to give this to. And I was like a 9-year-old. I was so into it, and I got so much candy. Like so much candy. Like we'd have to bring like multiple pillowcases, and like my parents would like carry the extra pillowcases, and I would just like fill them up. I also grew up in Calgary, so that means that costumes were usually like Jasmine but with a winter jacket, or like a zombie but with a scarf and a toque. So that kind of sucked because like I'd see kids wearing like their cute costumes online or on TV and stuff, and I was always like, oh, I want to be like a fairy nymph, and my mom was like, nah, we gotta choose a costume that fits over your winter jacket. So a lot of costumes were kind of ruined by that, a lot of snow, but it is what it is. I feel like that's part of the appeal of Halloween in Canada. Still fun, still had a good time, that's what really matters. But it was super great. Highlight costumes when I was little, like one or two. I think it was like my first Halloween or something. My mom made me like a lion costume. That was pretty cute. I was a raccoon one year. I was like a zombie princess one year or something like that. You know, I'm sure I was a cat a few times, a witch. I'm trying to think of what else I was. I definitely was like one of those annoying kids who was like, I'm not a witch. I'm like a sorcerer princess or something like that. But you know, it is what it is. It was still fun. This year I've had a significant issue in deciding what I want to be for Halloween because I really like didn't get my stuff together. So it's like my favorite holiday. I'm like, oh my god, Halloween, 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 and then don't prepare anything properly for it. But I think I'm gonna be a cat, which is so lame, I know, but I got like an all black outfit, and I have like these cute tights that have cats on them, and I've got like tall boots and like gloves and all this stuff. It's like easy. I have a Wonder Woman costume too, because I've got long brown hair, so it kind of works. And I was Wonder Woman in grade 12, and I have that, and I could probably do that. I think I'm going out a few times, so maybe I'll switch it up. I don't know. I was gonna be a witch for a while. I was going to be the Spice Girls with my friend, shout out to my friends, but we didn't really plan it, and we were missing one person. We needed someone to be Ginger Spice, and we didn't have anyone to be Ginger Spice, so that didn't really work. But maybe next year, I'm really determined to be the Spice Girls. But official PSA, be safe, be careful, don't drink too much, or drink a lot, but be safe with your friends. Always keep an eye on your drinks and stuff. I think Halloween is super fun. I think it's the best because, oh my gosh, adults get alcohol, kids get candy, but you still got to be careful. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other things about Halloween that are really important. I'm kind of sad. I live in an apartment, so I don't get kids. I want to live in a house just for that. I don't know. I haven't even seen that many, like, Halloween decorations. I feel like I talk about this with my friends a lot. It's like, oh, Halloween is, like, great when you're a little kid, but then once you're older, no one's really is into it. Everyone's like, oh, it's midterms and stuff. I'm like, oh, let's just, like, enjoy the week. Let's just, like, have a good time enjoying Halloween. I wish I, like, had some spooky songs for you. I really should have done that. I did not get on it. We could have had, like, spooky, like, Monster Mash or, like, Rocky Horror Picture Show or something cool like that. But I didn't get on it. But that's okay. We still got lots of good Canadian music. Speaking of good Canadian music, I'll play you some songs right now. This is one of my favorites. From the band Wild/Kine. It's called Paper Cuts. And when we come back, we will talk about concerts you can go to on Halloween. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. We'll be right back.
Ta-ta. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Don't miss the dreamy guitar pop sounds of Penelope Isles. Catch this up-and-coming band live at the Biltmore Cabaret on October 29th. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com and Red Cat Records. Presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
Just to
day. And everyone's together by the hearth side, they will stay. Inside from the weather, everyone together. I'm far away on this high holiday. Day. Empty streets are full of sorrow. All the shops are closed today. Guess I'll wait till tomorrow. Find a bandstand to borrow and a guitar to play on this high holiday.
Listening to the CITR chart show. My name is Kyla. Hi, how are you? Again. that was High Holiday by Casey and Clayton off their album Carrying On. And before that was the beautiful song May 14th by Milk, a local band off their album Mattress Ranch. I love that song. It is so pretty. Honestly, I'm just sitting in the studio vibe into it while it's playing, turning it up because it is so good. But I think it's time to go through some concerts. I went to a concert on Saturday. I went and saw Brockhampton. It was wild. It was tons of fun. I'm not like the biggest Brockhampton fan. Think they're cool. Never really got on the Saturation Trilogy grind until like 2 weeks ago when I was like, oh, I'm gonna go see them. But I think Ginger's really good. They have tons of songs that I like. I don't know any of the words, but I think they're great. We moshed. It was fun. I had to protect my very small friend, Nikki. Shout out to Nikki, because she's like literally 5 foot. And we were at the very front for a lot of it. She was kind of getting pushed around. But it was a lot of fun, and we had a really great time. And they put on a really great show. So if you can see them, definitely go. I literally didn't know any of the songs, and I still had a great time. Or I didn't know any of the words, any of the songs. But it was still super fun. Yeah, and they're all cute, and it's fun to watch. So definitely go check it out. But we've still got some good concerts. Today, Monday, October 28th, we've got Cat Power and Zella at the Commodore Ballroom. And we've got Natasha Benningfield at the Vogue Theater. I think she sang like, I got a pocket full of sunshine, right? That was her, I think. We've got Light at the Biltmore. On Tuesday, we've got Electric Guest at the Imperial. We've got Penelope Isles at the Biltmore, which is sponsored by CITR, so you should go. Danny Brown at the Vogue Theater, and there's like some Halloween stuff going on at Celebrities if you want to go out. On Wednesday, we've got Mandion at the Commodore and Cannibal Corpse at the Vogue Theater, as well as Jonathan Richman at the Hollywood Theater. What else? On Thursday, we've got Miami Horror at Fortune. This is Halloween. Thursday's Halloween, so that's when you're going to want to go party. We've got Young Heezy, Sleepy Gonzalez, Daisy, and Nina Mendoza at the Biltmore Ballroom. Hit that up. Sleepy Gonzalez is great. We've got Rich O'Coin or something like that, sorry, in advance, at the Biltmore Cabaret, as well as the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, you know, playing at the Orpheum like always. On Friday, November 1st, Rascal Flatts is playing in Abbotsford, which is super funny. Gold Room is playing at Fortune, and the band Perry, they're a thing too, are playing at the Vogue. That's kind of fun. San Furman, who I saw, who did they open for? I believe it was Alt-J when I was in grade 12, and they were great. So definitely would recommend. They're playing at Venue. Super good. Big Wreck and Texas King is playing at Commodore Ballroom again. We've still got some Vancouver Symphony Orchestra going for you. Saturday is a big night. Rah Rah Riot is playing at the Biltmore. Rah Rah Riot is wonderful. I definitely would recommend checking them out. And FKA Twigs is playing at the Vogue Theater. And Frankie Cosmos is playing at Fortune. As well as Sandy Alex G is playing at the Imperial on Saturday. I'm going to that with a bunch of friends of the show and of CATR, so definitely go. Tickets were really cheap. They were like $20. And he's really great, so I think it'll be a super fun show. Colorado is playing at the Commodore, which is also great. What else is going on here? There's tons of stuff going on. On Sunday, FK Twigs is playing at the Vogue again. Jake Troth is playing at So Far Sounds. And yeah, there's tons of music. I feel like there's always tons of music because Vancouver rocks for all of that kind of stuff. But either way, definitely go check it out. Definitely go enjoy concerts and Halloween stuff. If concerts aren't your thing, tons of movies to go see, too. Or you could go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show or something like that. There's definitely tons of fun Halloween spooky things to go do. Go carve a pumpkin. Go enjoy what the world has to offer for this spooky season, because it only comes once a year. And then literally November 1st, people are going to start singing Christmas carols, and we're going to be in Christmas for like 2 whole months, and that's all everyone's going to talk about, and I just realized I have to buy Christmas presents. Wow. Time flies, doesn't it? But we're going to keep on going with some more good music for you guys. We're going to be hitting it up with Vampire by Mano, something like that. They're really good. They're often on the charts. Local band, super fun. Definitely love their stuff. So hope you enjoy. See you in a few songs. Thank you.
Are you a BIPOC individual at UBC who's interested in journalism? Well, the UBC, UBC official student newspaper, has a dedicated space for you. The UBC staff and UBC journalism students have launched the Canadian Journalists of Color UBC chapter Facebook group. We're also aiming to host meetings, speakers, and workshops in the near future. You can search for us on Facebook or give us a shout at coordinating@ubc.ca.
This is Julia Kent, and you're listening to CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver, BC.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
That was Laverne with their song Blue by Yarrow, or by Yarrow, off their album Yarrow. And then before that was Mauno with their song Vampire, off their album Really Well. Kind of a bop. They're all good songs, all really big jams. That's pretty much it. We've got kind of a shorter show today, but just wanted to play some good songs. We've got two more songs for you, but thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed all of my Halloween stories and exciting things. What else do I have to say? Hope you enjoy the sunny weather. Please go outside. Please take care of yourself. Midterms are busy. Winter is hard. Please take care of yourself and do things you enjoy and see friends and don't isolate yourself. Be good and happy, I guess. but hope everyone has a wonderful week. I will be back next week. Hopefully we'll be getting some guests again soon, so it's not just me talking to myself in an empty room. But hope you all have a good week. Enjoy these last two songs. We've got Blue Pine. We've got a blue theme going on by Munya. And then our last song will be Found Me by Men I Trust, which is top in the CITR charts right now. So hope you enjoy and see you next week.
built atop uncertainties. I'm hurting you, you're hurting me. Projecting insecurities, but it's all unintentional. But it's all unintentional. Staying guarded is a currency, but when it comes to us, I'm broke. You push my buttons perfectly.